Welcome to Paris and to this MP3 City Guides tour of the French capital. The detailed instructions on how to use this tour are in your printed guide, but just to remind you, each stop along the walk is indicated by a number and name. When you get to a stop, just play the relevant section on your MP3 player or iPod. Paris is a big city, and this is quite a long walk. Excluding visits to the museums and churches and coffee or meal breaks, it should take you about 3 to 4 hours. Of course, you could always do it over 2 days. Either way, keep an eye out for traffic and pickpockets. OK, let's get started. You should now be standing in the courtyard of the Louvre between a large glass pyramid and an arch, both of which I'll talk about in a moment. You should be facing the pyramid and looking into the courtyard of the Louvre. The Louvre itself was first constructed in the 12th century by King Philippe Auguste as a protection against raids by the Vikings. But it was King Charles V in the 14th century who turned it into a royal palace, adding architectural details and building a library. François I, the great rival of our own Henry VIII, added to the palace by building rooms in the section in the far right-hand corner of this courtyard. During the 16th century, Catherine de Medici arrived in Paris from Florence to marry Henry II. She brought with her, by the way, a tradition of highly refined cookery, which developed into French haute cuisine. When she was widowed, her son, Charles IX, built the extension to your right to connect the Louvre with the Château des Tuileries, which stood behind you and just beyond the arch that you can see in the courtyard. At this time, the château was included in the Louvre, and this courtyard that you're standing in would have been an enclosed space. After the French Revolution in 1789, the Louvre became an art gallery, featuring works of art commissioned by François I and later Catherine de Medici. More parts of the building were knocked down and other sections built over the next few centuries during France's turbulent history. But most of what you can see today was actually built in the 19th century. Since the work carried out during the 1980s, quite a bit of the original medieval buildings have been excavated and are now open to view. Standing with your back to the Louvre, you can see a small arch straight ahead of you. This was built by Napoleon I in 1805 to celebrate his victories. The chariot on the top celebrated the restoration of the Bourbon monarchy after the Revolution, something which I'll talk about a bit later. The arch originally had a statue of a group of horses on it, which was stolen from St. Mark's Cathedral in Venice when Napoleon invaded the city. It was returned a few years later. Still looking at the arch, over to your left you can see the statue of another great contributor to this part of the palace, Louis XIV, shown on horseback. The formal gardens you can see are the Tuileries, 28 hectares of lawns, fountains, paths, and nearly 3,000 trees. This area was used for crops and then by builders for their tile kilns. The French word for a tile is un tuile, hence the word Tuileries. But it was Catherine de Medici, that woman of taste and influence, who shaped much of what you can see today. She had the area walled off and gardens laid out by Italian landscapers. It later became the venue for concerts and fireworks, and after the Revolution, cafes and restaurants were added, and the Tuileries really became the official public gardens of Paris. Back to the Louvre, the most recent addition here is the Glass Pyramid, which was constructed during the late 80s by the American-Japanese architect I.M. Pei. The idea is that the simplicity of the structure contrasts with the ornate palace around it. It was part of a project during the 1980s which doubled the exhibition space of the museum. It was controversial at the time, but it does look very striking. Pei's pyramid forms the entrance to the museum. The Musée du Louvre is absolutely vast with over 34,000 exhibits. In fact, it's estimated that it would take you 9 months to visit the whole lot, so it's best to focus on just one section, or otherwise, you could always just wander through at your leisure and see what catches your eye. If you want to see what is probably its most famous exhibit, Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa, or La Gioconda to give her her French name, she's on the first floor of the Dernon Wing, which is on the right-hand side as you look at the Louvre now. Be warned, though, the picture is quite small, it's behind glass, and it's usually surrounded by huge crowds. The Louvre also has a good cafeteria for whenever you feel like a break. When you're ready to move on, we're going to take the exit, which is through the arch off to the left as you look at the Louvre with the Tuileries Gardens behind you. You might want to start walking over to it now. Above the archway, you'll see a sign saying Pavillon Richelieu. Cardinal Richelieu was a clergyman who entered politics and rose to become chief minister to King Louis XIII. He's regarded by some as being the world's first prime minister. We're heading for the Rue de Rivoli, which is the street just outside. The Rue de Rivoli was laid out in the 19th century by Napoleon when much of the work was done to the Louvre. Connecting the Louvre with the Champs-Élysées, it immediately became a fashionable thoroughfare, and it still has some very smart shops. These days, though, there's also quite a bit of tourist rubbish, and the heavy traffic isn't much fun. When you get to the Rue de Rivoli, turn right and start to walk along it. You'll need to walk for about 15 minutes. For most of this time, you'll be walking along with the Louvre to your right. If you don't want to walk this distance, you could take the metro. The metro entrances are in the square straight ahead of you as you leave the Louvre and cross the Rue de Rivoli. You need to go three stops on line one in the direction of Château de Vincennes. Then, when you get to the Hôtel de Ville Station, take the exit, or the sortie, marked Hôtel de Ville. These instructions are also in your route guide. If you are going to walk, keep going until you come to a large square which opens up on your right. You'll see a big, pale grey stone building with a complex grey roof on the left as you look into the square. When you get there, play section 2, Hôtel de Ville.